HeidiTown.com, Colorado festivals and events that are HeidiTown mayor approved. Visit this town and you'll never be bored again.
Hi, my name is Heidi, and I'm the mayor of HeidiTown.com, the place for Colorado festival, event, and travel information. Now that Thanksgiving is over and we've eaten our weight in turkey and pumpkin pie, the holidays are officially underway. And while they can be full of good cheer, this time of year can also be stressful and very tiring. So this week I decided to come up with some things that you can do to recharge your batteries during this hectic season. How about tea at the Brown Palace? Afternoon tea has been a long-standing tradition at this landmark Denver hotel. It is served daily from 12 to 4 p.m. and includes scones, tea pastries, sandwiches, and Devonshire cream shipped directly from England. If you've never had Devonshire cream, you haven't lived. It might not be what your heart doctor would advise you to eat on a daily basis, but every once in a while, it's a true delight. Enjoy your tea to the sounds of a harpist or pianist, a Christmas tradition. You can learn more at brownpalace.com. If you'd like to stay closer to home, you can indulge in holiday high tea on three Thursdays in December at the Hilton Hotel. That's December 6th, 13th, and 20th. There are seatings every 30 minutes, and the Hilton will be serving up tea from Happy Lucky's right here in Fort Collins, and finger foods. For more information, call the Hilton Hotel at 970-482-2626. A number of years ago, we had season tickets to the Colorado Symphony. It was a night we looked forward to because it was a true escape from the stresses of everyday life. We sat in the nosebleed section, but that didn't matter because the music filled the hall and filled our hearts. Okay, I'll admit that last part's a bit corny, but it's very true. There's something about live music, and especially an orchestra, that's so soothing and awe-inspiring. The Colorado Symphony, online at coloradosymphony.org, has several holiday shows in their lineup, including Colorado Christmas, Messiah by Candlelight, Pink Martinis for the Holidays, Holiday Brass, and more. As you can see, there's something for every taste. View all the shows online and make this special place a part of your season this year. There are two wonderful orchestras here in Northern Colorado. The Fort Collins Symphony's 2000-2013 season is now underway at Lincoln Center. You can view their concert lineup at fcsymphony.org. They will be providing music for the Canyon Concert Ballet Nutcracker on stage December 6th and 9th, and they will perform with the Opera Fort Collins at UCA Griffin Hall, The Gift of the Magi, on December 14th and 15th. The Greeley Philharmonic also has several holiday events on their calendar, including the 41st Annual Poinsettia Pops and Christmas Brass. Go to greeleyphilharmonic.com for details. And now for a change of pace. If you are looking for a crazy event to attend this weekend, check out the Race of the Santas in Breckenridge. Hundreds of people get dressed up in Santa costumes and run around downtown Breck. It's only a 5-block course, but if that sounds easy, remember, you're running at altitude. Children are encouraged to participate in the reindeer run. Visit gobreck.com for more information. This weekend is also Christmas in Berthoud. 30 vendors will be offering a variety of arts and crafts, and Santa will be there to greet the children. This annual event takes place at Grace Place Church and supports families in need during the holidays. If you enjoy craft fairs and craft bazaars, the season is in full swing. Check your local newspaper's calendar for one near you. They appear to be happening every weekend through Christmas, from Denver to Windsor to Colorado Springs. Winter markets are also taking place, and a new one is opening in Loveland this year. It's on Saturdays at the Outlet Mall. I'm running out of time, but I wanted to tell you about November's recipient for the HeidiTown Gives Back campaign. Denkai Animal Sanctuary has locations in Greeley and Grover, Colorado. Their mission is to provide a combination of services for animals and at-risk youth. They are one of only a few no-kill shelters in Colorado, and they take in all sorts of animals, including livestock. Learn more about Denkai at denkaisanctuary.org. That's Denkai, D-E-N-K-A-I, sanctuary.org. That's all my time. Remember to join me out there in the world of social media. HeidiTown is on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. Thanks for listening, and happy holidays.
Well, that's today's segment. Any questions or comments, contact our mayor, Heidi, at HeidiTown.com.